This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The stage is set for voting for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar tomorrow. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and conclude at 6 in the evening. However, due to security considerations, polling time has been curtailed to 5 p.m. in Simri Bakhtiarpur, Mahishi, Tarapur, Munger, Jamalpur and in 56 polling booths of Suryagadha assembly segment. The political fortunes of several prominent political figures, including Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha, will be decided. They are contesting on the BJP ticket. 16 sitting ministers are also contesting in this phase. Along with state police, central armed paramilitary forces have been deployed at all polling stations. To promote women empowerment, 926 all-women managed booths have been set up, along with 107 Divyang personnel managed booths. A team of the Election Commission of India, led by Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Gyanesh Bharti, arrived in West Bengal today to review the implementation of the Special Intensive Revision or SIR in the state. The team will visit Alipurduar, Cooch Behar, Jalpaiguri and Darjeeling districts of North Bengal and will hold meetings with the district officials. Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Agarwal and other senior officials are accompanying the ECI team. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his vote theft allegation against the BJP and the Election Commission. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju accused Mr. Gandhi of blaming the Election Commission and EVMs when the results do not come in favor of the Congress. He said the Congress party must complain to the Election Commission about any discrepancy in the voter list. The BJP leader also accused Mr. Gandhi of raising non-serious issues. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met New Zealand's Commerce Minister Todd McClay in Auckland at the India-New Zealand Business Forum. Mr. Goyal highlighted areas of cooperation between the two nations, including maritime, defense, education and tourism. Mr. Goyal also addressed the Indian diaspora along with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Mr. McClay. He said the government is working to promote ease of doing business by reducing tax burden, eliminating red tapeism and lowering compliances.
The effort is to make India an attractive destination, and I have no doubt in my mind a potential free trade agreement with New Zealand will not only strengthen our trade and investment ties, but will give a big message to the world that New Zealand and India have come closer together. They're going to work together for a better future for the people of New Zealand, for the people of India, providing new opportunities of business, creating new job opportunities, adding to the economic development of both nations, and for both of us, inclusive and sustainable development is at the core of our philosophy.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan witnessed the spectacular air show by the Indian Air Force's famed Suryakiran aerobatic team in Nawaraipur, Chhattisgarh today. The breathtaking display of skill and precision fostered a patriotic atmosphere and marked the 25th anniversary of the state's formation as part of the Chhattisgarh Rajat Mahotsav celebrations. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that over 25 lakh people have adopted face authentication to generate their digital life certificate. Dr. Singh said this while addressing the launch of fourth nationwide digital life certificate campaign in New Delhi. The minister said the campaign is a unique opportunity for digital empowerment of pensioners aligned with Digital India. Air India's relief flight has safely brought back the passengers and crew of the Delhi-bound flight AI-174, who were stranded in Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia after a precautionary diversion. The flight landed in New Delhi this morning. The flight that took off from San Francisco in the US on Sunday was diverted to Ulaanbaatar to make a precautionary landing due to a suspected technical issue. And the holy city of Varanasi is all set to celebrate Dev Deepavali, also known as the Festival of Lights, symbolizing the triumph of light over darkness. And that is the end of this news bulletin.